Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What?
Alarms. Welcome to this special edition of Star Wars News Show slash our therapeutic vent session.
Yes.
Over what the hell happened this week in Star Wars news.
Yes. How was your week?
So anyways, we're doing really well here. Things are really going great in our favor.
We're fine. How are you? We're fine. We're fine here. How are you? It's all good. Novelization came out. I heard a novelization came out.
Did it?
Yeah, I think there's some things. I don't think it's released to everyone yet, but a few people got it.
Oh yeah. Some things about like clones and Rey and
kissing.
Wow! Whoa. I can't wait to get into it. welcome to the Star Wars News Show. This was a very special edition. Sorry to our Apple Podcasts and other podcast listeners who want to know what the hell is happening. We are freaking out because in Star Wars Galaxy, they've decided to release a novelization of The Rise of Skywalker.
They sure did.
And change a bunch of shit and add a bunch of shit and act like it's totally normal and it's not normal. But anyways, before we get into it, I'm Steph Sabraw, aka Chewbacca's long lost daughter, and I am joined by my co-pilot. He's totally not triggered at all.
Not triggered.
Ryan Nilsson, head of Popcorn Talk.
Head of Popcorn Talk, Star Wars co-pilot with Steph Sabraw, bringing you the latest and greatest news in a galaxy far, far away.
Yo. So sorry about this. I hope that you feel with us what we are feeling, because...
Andrew Guy in the chat, first time.
Oh, no!
Whoa.
So sorry, Andrew Guy. Welcome to this really, really dramatic episode of Star Wars News. So, Jeff Graham is just really hitting us off strong.
Steph, why were we so triggered?
Why are we so triggered? So let's take it back to this week, what happened. So like I said, the Rise of Skywalker novelization, a few pages have been leaked at various cons that are happening throughout the world.
A few people have the book. A few people have the novelization, and they've read it. And some details have come to light.
Yeah, let's break down the major details.
Clear the table real quick.
Excuse our mess.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, it's been a crazy week.
Pardon us.
All love and support is greatly accepted today and tomorrow and probably the rest of the weekend, because I think that's the way it's going.
In fact, you know, share that love and support here in the chat. Again, we're live every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific at Popcorn Talk Network. We tweet out the link every week, reply with some gifts on how you're feeling about this news. Thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV and movie talk.
Woo! Okay, let's talk about this kiss. And it's funny, if Andrew Guy's still in the chat, we covered The Rise of Skywalker with him.
We did.
And I don't know how he felt about the kiss. I didn't mind it at the time, but what I do mind is them saying that...
It's not romantic. It's not romantic.
It's that, yeah. So basically in the book that they've said that the kiss between Kylo and Rey was not romantic, which is absolute BS. How do you feel about that?
Guys.
Talk about what you read.
First off, right. What was read? First of all, the thing in this novelization is they're saying the kiss is not romantic. And I'm just saying, what are we doing here? This is what the book says. This is from the page, all right? And I quote, "His heart was full as Rey reached for his face. Her fingers linger against his cheek. And then, wonder of wonders, she leaned forward and kissed him. A kiss of gratitude, acknowledgement of their connection, celebration that they'd found each other at last. But then she drew back, concern on her face. She could feel him growing cold. Ben smiled at her. He had given Rey back to the galaxy. It wouldn't atone for the darkness he'd wrought, but it was all he could do." And then they go on to say it wasn't a romantic kiss. It was just like a kiss of gratitude, and that they'll always, you know, be with each other. Guys, look, some friends kiss, I guess. This was like as intimate as it gets.
No.
This was Romeo, Juliet, dying.
What friends kiss?
No friends kiss.
That's not
No friends kiss.
If you kiss, you're no longer in the friend zone.
They're out of the friend zone.
This is like, and if that's the only way to show that you slaughtered a lot of people and screwed up a bunch of shit, I don't want it.
How do you make the decision, you know what, we're going to have him kiss. Whether we like it or not, that was the decision. And then it's like, but wait, guys, wasn't romantic.
This
you can't
feels...
have your cake and eat it
no,
too.
No, you cannot. Ryan and I are... Oh, Andrew Guy says Ryan and I are friends, and so is that insinuating that you've kissed and are still friends?
Tune in to AMA every Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Okay, so that whole script that you read seems like fan fiction. But it's not, and that's what pisses me off. This is actually Star Wars writers who have decided to sit down in a room and say, you know what? Let's go with this.
And I guess, like, the thing to say about these novelizations, there's a novelization of every Star Wars movie that's come out.
Uh-huh.
You know? For the one for The Last Jedi, there's always these little tiny details that are, in a way, like, deleted scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Or just it's expanding upon another thing. For Last Jedi, the first chapter, really cool. It's Luke by himself on the island, and he's imagining what his life would have been like if he didn't join Obi-Wan, if he didn't get on that ship with Han Solo and everyone to save Princess Leia. Like, what would it have been? He would have just been a farmer. Cool little detail. Doesn't have a massive impact on the plot or anything. It's just like a side little thought that he's having on the island. This is a massive liberty taken where they're like, here's something that happened in the movie, and in the book, we're saying it wasn't romantic. And on top of that, a bunch of other stuff we're going to get into.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't know if it's that... I'm curious if they're giving in to the people that were crazily upset about the relationship between them being kind of abusive.
Right.
And they're trying to right their wrongs. But this doesn't make any sense at all.
And you know what doesn't
make... Like, you could have just been like, it was in the moment. They felt passion
right.
towards one another, and it just happened. But other than
that...
It was
that, a mistake.
That's it. Period. End of that. But no.
End of movie.
No, it's like, this is how I say I'm
it
sorry.
It actually wasn't romantic, Star Wars fans. And guess what else? Guess what else, Steph?
What?
There's some details that have come to light about the main villain of the movie.
Can we talk about it?
Guys, Palpatine... You know, there were theories circling...
Funny you should ask.
There were theories circling around online before the movie came out. Is Palpatine a clone? Yada, yada, yada. The movie came out. The word clone, not in the movie. Just not in the movie.
No.
He cheated death.
Clone
the dead
where?
Speak. That was the thing. Oh, this book says he's a clone, ladies and gentlemen. Palpatine is a clone. And apparently the first few pages... Maybe the first chapter of this novelization, we have the pictures, talk about how all the Sith following the Empire's collapse at the end of the Return of the Jedi, they all congregated to Exegol, and they, in a way, moved the consciousness of Palpatine into a clone body. I don't know how any of that works, but that's what they wrote in there, and that it was a failed attempt at first, Steph. And that failed attempt became Rey's dad.
Yo.
Not Palpatine's son. It's just a failed clone. Yo. Rey's dad is a failed clone of Palpatine. He's not even a son. We were like, does Palpatine have a mistress? Who was Palpatine with? It was a failed clone.
No, I am laughing because it's not that serious. At the end of the day, this is Star Wars, and I am not actually upset. I'm just kind of like, what the heck happened? Ryan, on the other hand, I'm not sure. But I will say this.
What would you say?
I would be so much happier if you did anything else but bring in a freaking clone into the situation. Like, that doesn't even make sense. How do you make a baby when you're a clone? And what's that for Rey? When Rey finds this out, if she finds this out, imagine that kind of self-destruction that will cause. My father was a failed attempt at a clone of
I just
Palpatine.
Don't know how that makes sense. Like, I can see a clone having a kid. And you know what? If they went down this clone route... Maybe I wouldn't have loved it, but at least they were like, all right, this is what we're doing. This wasn't in the movie. That's my problem. It's like, this is such a retread, a retcon, whatever you want to call it. There have been concept art books. There have been behind the scenes featurettes. There have been deleted scenes, none of which has alluded to Palpatine being a clone.
No.
None.
No.
And then this book comes out and it's like, guess what? He's a clone. It's just reinforcing the idea They haven't committed to a story.
Yeah. There's no story, there's no direction, which is what we feared, and they keep trying to act like things were going to be added into these movies, like in episode...
I'm just like...
freaking out. I would have been so into reading Palpatine's Dirty Little Mistress Secret. Like, imagine a chapter on that. Palpatine, after his Senate hearings, would go find his lover girl,
sure.
And then she got pregnant, but no one could know... so into that.
Yeah, I'm so into that. Or just, like, say in the movie that he's a clone. Like, just commit to it. Like, this wasn't in the movie. A lot of people in the chat reacting to this. Brandon Hanna saying, Palpatine is a clone, his son is a clone, everyone is a clone. Yeah, we don't even know what's going on clone-wise. We're also going to get to some social media reactions pretty shortly, so stay tuned for that. But, wow, everyone just reacting, Palpatine is the real Oprah, lol. Is anyone married to Palpatine's clone? We don't know. There's all these questions, so many feelings about this. This is the other thing that kind of set me over the edge.
Huh.
Because, again, it's really hard. This is one of the few franchises that spans over books, comics, TV, movies. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep it all together. And it's actually really impressive because it makes Marvel, Jeff Graham in the booth, big Star Wars fan, made a point about this. It makes Marvel look really impressive that they can keep track of all this stuff, that they're on the same page. The thing that's just so frustrating about this is this is just clearly something that they decided for the book. Like, this wasn't the plan.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
The actor.
What?
Ian McDermott.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Ian McDermott, who plays Emperor Palpatine, he's played him in all three of the prequels, and he played him in the original trilogy. He was at Comic-Con in Brussels. He was asked about the cloning, and he confirmed it. Like, that's the thing. This isn't just, like, a book thing. I know books are canon, but sometimes people don't even read the books. Ian McDermott, the actor, confirmed this clone
Palpatine
thing. Palpatine himself saying, oh my gosh, it was kind of a delicate balance. Oh, here it is. The cloning thing? Yes. Well, of course. There were all sorts of explanations for why I might return. But it's interesting because I think I can reveal something. At one point in the script, we had a line that in the first scene, Kylo Ren, when he says, you're a clone, and I said in the original script, which is no longer with us, more than a clone, less than a man, which seemed to me to sum him up, really, because we know the camera's already snaked past the clone tank, which showed the previous versions of Snoke that you all probably noticed. Yeah, we noticed them.
All right, bro.
We thought it was just Snoke.
First of all, who told you to say this? Second of all, it wasn't a thing, like, at all. Yeah. There was no part of that. And if that was actually written, why was it taken out?
Why wasn't it on the movie? Why wasn't it in there?
Well, I think the thing I'm most surprised about is this most recent trilogy has shown us that they were really committed to narrative consistency and making sure all their ducks were in a row before. So this just seems inconsistent. I mean, you know, this seems inconsistent with what we've seen over the last year.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, so this is the part that hurts my feelings.
What?
That these books are made for the mega fans. So the people who read the books they're not just watching the movies. They're watching the movies, they're watching the shows, they're reading the comments, and they're reading the books.
Yes.
So if that's who is the audience of the books, shouldn't you be catering to them? But instead, they've catered to fans that don't really, they just watch the movies and are okay with that kind of discrepancy and those changes. Whereas the people who are going to read this book know everything that's going to happen, and they're all of our reactions are going to be like, what the heck?
What the heck? Yeah. What is, there has to be some consistency. There's no plan. There's just constant rollback. And, like, you know, I credit Disney and Lucasfilm. Like, I think they've made a ton of really good movies. And we even liked Rise of Skywalker. Like, we didn't love it, but we liked it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to like.
Yeah.
I just think you need to show some leadership. Like, own it. Like, commit to something. I think that they were just so in their heads about, oh, Palpatine coming back, that minimizes the death of Darth Vader. Let's just retcon it in the book that no one's going to probably read. It's just,
no, I actually love the movie, and all this drama post the release is making me like it less. Because I'm like, It would be totally fine if you owned it, but instead you're not, so that's making me question my decision to love the movie.
It's unnecessary. And they were hitting home runs these past few months. Well, whatever people thought about Rise of Skywalker, yeah, it was divided, but it still made bank. Mandalorian crushed it. Everyone loved it. You have the Clone Wars back. Boom, we have all these awesome books coming out in August. Like, they are hitting home runs with the fan base. This was such an unnecessary thing to do. There is only repercussions. Like, I just don't understand the decision-making.
Neither do I. And so apparently, we were talking about J.J. Abrams wanted to release that he was a clone in Force Awakens. But
right. It's
like all these things you wanted to do but didn't do, so just don't say it.
Yeah, like, you didn't do it.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do it? You should have done it. I just think they were a little trigger shy.
Yeah.
They were afraid to make some, and I love Force Awakens. I love Last Jedi. Like, I love these other movies. I just don't know what's going on here, and they're flailing. What's really frustrating is, like you were just saying earlier, Steph, for the hardcore fans, right? The people who Star Wars is their life. Like, they go to this if they're having like hard time in their life. They go like read the books. It's escapism. And when the thing that you go to that you love or escape to is just not being run by the right people, they don't have a vision, and they're backtracking on a ton of stuff, it just makes you like it less. Like, this is a headache to explain. I don't even understand how it all works. Like,
same.
It's just going to discourage future fans.
You know what? It gives me even more trust issues than I already have.
Because we have massive trust issues.
Massive trust issues, and now I'm just hearing more excuses for male figures that I once admired.
J.J.! I can't imagine J.J. Abrams in any interview over the next couple months. This is always going to be questioned about. This is it.
Should we get into some of the fan reactions?
Let's get into some of the fan reactions. Everyone on social media, and again, we're trying to play like both sides a little, but everyone on social media was just pissed off about this.
Are we trying to?
I mean, I think just talking about how... we're not.
I don't think we did at all.
I think just saying, like, you know, the reasoning behind this might have been to please some fans, but this isn't the way to
do it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we got this first one. This is someone saying Anakin Skywalker died killing Palpatine for his son. Just for Palpatine to be brought back as a clone, Anakin deserves better. With a fun video right there.
I also want to just shout out the Real Housewives real quick. What a moment for them. This has become a common meme, but like, just such an interesting time to be alive on the internet. The fact that like, this meme specifically is intersecting with Star Wars. Very fascinating.
Incredible.
From a pop cultural perspective.
Yeah, agreed.
I want that crossover. We also got on another one, Stan the Original and Better Clone Palpatine with a fun like concept art poster of just the cloning. Oh my god.
Wait, is that from like Animorphs?
I think is it? That might be.
It's grotesque. Just like one, that storyline.
You can just keep filing through them, Jeff. So why couldn't Palpatine clone himself a better body? Great question. Why couldn't he clone himself a better body? Was this the only body that took?
You had to be like carried around in like
literally the prequels.
Moving escalator.
The prequels have armies of just jacked guys. Like, it's possible.
Bro, if I spent that much time and money on cloning myself, you best believe I would have my teeth and fingers intact, and I would also not be carried around by an electronic metal device through a cave.
Steph, you would come back as Lizzo. That's what would happen.
Yeah!
Steph would be cloned as Lizzo. That's what it would be.
Lizzo or bust!
Yes.
Snoke was a clone. Palpatine was a clone. Are there any other clones I should know about? It's a great question, Lonely
Goomba.
I'm
a clone, and my father is just a failed clone.
We're all failed clones. Can you imagine being a failed clone?
Your dad being a failed clone. Imagine the daddy issues.
Is he a failed clone? He birthed like the most powerful Jedi in the galaxy with Rey. Wait, so is Rey the granddaughter of an original Palpatine or a clone body Palpatine? It's a little confusing. Mark Ellis. Shout out to Mark Ellis, by the way. He had a really funny tweet.
Oh, yeah, this was hilarious.
Yeah, I can't support any candidate referring to the election until the novelization confirms that they're not a clone.
I kind of need that, too.
There's just, there's some really funny stuff online, you guys.
Because this came out the night of Super Tuesday, I believe.
It's been trickling out throughout the week. Like, the Rey not romantic kiss came out, I think, around Monday, and then, like, Palpatine's a clone was Tuesday, Wednesday, and then just last night / this morning, everything about Rey's dad was a failed clone. You're like, why? Well, I guess that just leaves one question. I guess that leaves one question, Steph. How can they... Should they fix this? Can they fix this? Where do you do from here? Do you just leave this alone? Or?
Of course they can fix it. Oh, this specific issue? Unsure now because they've published this book. It's out in the universe. What can they do? Moving forward, yeah, don't do this. Move forward with your storylines. Make sure that you guys are all on the same page. Don't go back on what you already did and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on over 40 plus years creating a storyline and then write a book after the last movie is out, changing major plot points in said storyline. Yeah, then you can come back from it. Just don't do that again.
Don't do that.
Do you think?
You kind of articulate everything, I think. Do you think if there's rumblings, these are all rumors, nothing's at all confirmed, maybe a Palpatine series could help explain this more, flesh it out? Would you even want to see that?
No.
No?
No! Yeah. Palpatine is one of the greatest villains, but it's not that I never loved his screen time. I loved what he did to the plot and moving the plot forward. I don't love his character. He's not like a villain that I love to watch.
He's kind of representational.
Yes.
You know, like, he's like Voldemort's the same way. You guys know I'm a huge Harry Potter nerd.
Been massive.
Yeah, super important part of the wizarding world, the engine of all the conflict, but not necessarily like a three-dimensional. And actually, to credit J.K. Rowling, they do give Tom Riddle a huge backstory at the end of that series, but we don't need a one-off series about Tom Riddle. He is what he is,
yeah.
You know? So
well, I agree.
And you know, a lot of people have been drawing comparisons to J.K. Rowling this week with this. The thing about J.K. Rowling, she always is going back and like adding stuff like, oh yeah, Dumbledore's gay, which, cool. Here's how wizards poop. Like, there's just stuff.
Hermione was black.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
She tried to insinuate that it was originally supposed to be a black character, but...
Sure, and there's details that she fleshes out about her books and the movies, and the thing that's different about that and this is none of those are plot-altering details. Like, this is a different story. Like, this changes a character. This changes a plot point. This is massive changing.
That's a great point. It's the difference between optics and plot.
Exactly.
Optics, you can assume... We can take what J.K. Rowling says and say, that makes sense if you want to, like, make yourself feel that you provided as much representation as possible, but you should have just said it in the book, like, plain out and in the movies. But this is, you know what? I see your reactions. You're not really digging what we did. Let me go into the writer's room.
And then just like rip that out.
And sell that.
But Palpatine series, look, like, I'm going to watch anything. If they did it, I'd love to see like a young Palpatine learning maybe how to cheat death from Darth Plagueis.
Oh, yeah, I could dig that.
I'd be into that. I was surprised we didn't get it. They didn't even use that. Like, there's something that's in the prequels that cues up how he could maybe possibly cheat death, and they don't go that route. They go the cloning route.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway.
All right.
Enough. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. I guess we'll have to drop that now. We'll see what happens in this drama next week. But let's move into TV. So last week there was some speculation that the Logan director,
James Mangold,
would be directing a few episodes of The Mandalorian. This week he came out and said that in fact is not happening,
which sucks because we agreed he'd be the perfect fit for anything Star Wars, especially Mandalorian. It's unfortunate. I kind of wish it was true.
Where do people get these things? Why do you guys put out rumors?
Why are you always lying?
Why are you always lying? Why are you changing storylines?
Doesn't have.
Wait, where did that come from?
That was a new sound drop. We piloted it on today's show.
Yeah.
This might be a bit of a Palpatine clone moment for the show. We can move on and...
doesn't have.
This is supposed to be our rumor doesn't have. It's
I dropped. Remember.
So, doesn't have. Yeah.
Doesn't have.
So it was debunked. He's not directing it.
I literally thought you were talking.
It wasn't. That wasn't.
Yo, we just tried a sound drop that failed so miserably I didn't even know it hit.
I didn't even know it hit. We're like, was that a drop?
There's a reason why there's one person in the chat. Who is it? He always asks if we're high. No, we're not high, but I could see how maybe you think that because things are just funny, okay?
The High Republic. Yash in the chat goes, why you always retconning?
True dot. Retweet.
Retweet, Josh. I wish he was directing a few of those episodes. Whoever they get, I really trust Favreau, so I'm just psyched we're getting more Mandalorian. I hope we get it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about that.
The other TV thing I don't think we have in there is we're getting another episode of Star Wars Clone Wars tonight. It's going to continue the story of the Bad Batch. I haven't seen this one. We full disclosure, I got to see the other two early, but
We haven't really talked about it. Now there's been a few weeks for people to get caught up. Can you talk about it?
I mean, it's...
You're on the panel.
I'm on the panel. You can check out our after show. It's usually on Fridays. The time's a little up in the air right now, so I'll definitely comment below our time for this after show. But yeah, this is the Disney Plus Clone Wars Season 7. We've had two episodes already. It's followed the Bad Batch, which is Squad 99. You're being loud.
Okay. No. Let me just have some ASMR back here.
You're
all right.
Fine. I'm totally kidding.
Under the weather, hashtag Corona, and drinking water. Let me be. Go on with your Clone Wars story.
And Squad 99, really cool. They're like these mutated clones who their mutations favor their war ability. And we've gotten two awesome episodes so far. The last one alluding to Obi-Wan maybe even knowing about Anakin and Padme. You're about to do some more. Okay. So we can only imagine what we're going to get tonight. I'm really excited. I think that this... What's interesting is these episodes, before they got fully animated, were actually put up online a few years ago. So you can actually watch the first three or four online before they added all the animation and color. I don't recommend you do that. I think you should watch on Disney Plus and get, like, the full effect.
Yeah.
But we're going to get the third one tonight, and I can't wait.
I'm really excited. I did see some questions in the chat. How are you feeling about Anakin's storyline?
In Clone Wars?
Yeah. Like, did it redeem... I think they're referring to the series as a whole. Like, how do you feel about his storyline in connection with the movies?
Well, what's always been great about this show... Again, this is maybe my current favorite thing going on in Star Wars, is just the fact that Clone Wars is back, because I just love Clone Wars so much, is that it makes the prequel movies better. It enhances them. It really adds to the characters. And with Anakin specifically, there was a cool moment. And again, if you don't want to be spoiled for the second episode, this is just a small moment, not a major spoiler. But Anakin and Rex, he was like, Rex, we gotta go do that thing. And Rex was keeping guard by a door while Anakin FaceTimed Padme. She had a little baby bump. You can tell he didn't know yet. And they're just getting advice. And then afterwards, he hangs up and Obi-Wan's like, tell Padme I said hi. I hope you told Padme I said hi. Meaning, maybe Obi-Wan knew, like, before Revenge of the Sith.
He for sure did.
Yeah, he had an inkling.
Yeah,
he sensed it.
He knows everything. He's the only one who knew everything, except for that Anakin was playing him.
And, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Like, it's a big decision to make on the show. But I just think since it was done so well, everyone was kind of rolling with it. We're like, yeah, I buy it.
Yeah, see, that doesn't change the plot. That's
You're
an
right.
example of adding to the story.
It enhanced it.
It enhances the story.
Without changing
it. Yeah. Yeah. They were just like
so
redlining.
Cool. It's like some people can do it well. Anyway. So I'm all in.
You're liking
the
new season?
I'm liking it. What are you guys thinking in the chat? I see Ivan Soto's loving it. Or he can't see Clone Wars. Yeah, Ivan Soto's liking it. We got Brandon Hanna laughing. Shout out to Brandon Hanna, by the way. Always promoting the show. You can check him out on Box Office.
Yeah, shout out.
And I want to shout out quickly the comment that Brandon Hanna that made my day.
What was it?
It's quoting the book. I'm haunted by the kiss of gratitude you should have never given me. I mean, I'm grateful, but also haunted.
Spit take.
I was like, get this guy a Netflix special. That's what I said.
He also has a great Bernie impression.
Oh, yeah, we just heard his Bernie impression. And why don't you show the kind folks at home your newest Star Wars impression?
Oh, hello there. Was that it?
No, that.
Which one? Was it the Dusken Raider?
That.
What was the other one? Tatooine. Okay, so this is Watto on Tatooine. Lilani! Lilani! Remember when he comes back in Clone Wars? And he's like, Watto, where's my mother? And he's like, Lilani! He's like, yes, Watto, it's me.
The way you squint your eyes when you do that, you full on go into character. You sell children. You don't allow them to pod race.
Yes. And you're pod racing better.
Yeah, you're a gambler for sure. I am Watto.
I am Watto.
Hear me roar. Wow, yeah. Love that.
Love that.
Let's move into our comic news.
Comic news. So, by the way, y'all, I have started reading these comics, so each week, I'm still catching up, but each week I'll actually be able to give you, like, fully read updates on these. So this, there's two, again, there's two current lines going. There's the regular Star Wars comic line, uh-huh. and then there's a Kylo Ren series coming out right now. So for Star Wars this week, which I think is really cool, every week it seems we're getting something like awesome. It highlighted how Leia learned how to free Han from Carbonite. So in the beginning of Return of the Jedi, she goes in as a disguise, sneaks in, and like does a few buttons, and he melts out.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
Such a cool scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
that's my favorite movie.
So this is how she learned to do it, Steph. She actually froze herself.
Whoa!
In Carbonite. And then someone else did tests to figure out how to do it, which is so cool. Like that's almost her risking her life in a way to find out how to save him. It's really cool beats. Again, another thing that enhances the storyline.
Yeah.
And helps.
They're doing, I will say, in terms of Leia and developing her character post what we had seen in the original is really great. Like, even what we saw in The Rise of Skywalker, Leia's storyline was probably my favorite of all the characters. I loved what they did in her training with Luke, and I thought it was really special. So I feel like this story is just another one that I love.
Yeah, and that was obviously a hard situation with they're pulling footage from other movies. Bless you. Pulling footage from other movies. You know, and she obviously wasn't alive to film for 9. But yeah, I really think they've been respectable with those original three.
I see a photo coming up.
Oh, yeah.
About merchandise. Did you make that?
I didn't make this one, but we have a new segment, guys, because there's just so much Star Wars merchandising. And if anyone's seen Spaceballs, merchandising, we should get that soundbite.
Yeah.
There's a big story about some Baby Yoda merchandise.
Yeah. Basically, if you've heard of a little thing called the coronavirus, it's affecting some things, including the Baby Yoda products. So some of them actually might not be able to purchase because of shipments.
Yeah, they're being delayed.
Yeah.
So obviously stay safe out there, guys. And this isn't like the biggest deal, but everyone's clamoring for this Baby Yoda merchandise and it's going to be delayed due to this virus.
That sucks.
And one of those pieces of merchandise, Steph, is a Baby Yoda waffle maker?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is there a picture of that?
I think there is. Yes, we got it right here. So if you want a syrup delight breakfast, you can get a Baby Yoda waffle maker.
Oh, my God.
Look at that thing.
On the SNL after show, there was a sketch where they made penis cakes. And I said, my birthday's coming up, which it is next Tuesday, March 10th. And I said, if you're my friend, get me a penis cake or else we're not friends. I think I'm going to retcon, change some shit, and ask for a Baby Yoda waffle maker instead.
Love it.
That's amazing. Does it say words over? Does it say Mandalorian?
It says Mandalorian. It's almost like a little tiny mini poster of Baby Yoda.
I will say from the front, he looks like the dinosaur, the baby from Dinosaurs, which I've said before. Like, exactly in that cradle.
He does. From that the animated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is cool. They're going to go all out with Baby Yoda merchandise. You're going to see everything because it's going to sell. Like, everyone wants Baby Yoda stuff. It's such a home run.
I do. I feel like my parents would, and they don't even know who he is.
They don't. And again, with this really troubling coronavirus, it's impacting a lot of people. It's impacting the stock market, it's impacting flights, travel, and it's going to start impacting people's wallets because they've invested a lot of money into this merchandise, and the fact that they have to delay it now, man, that's some money on the table. It's impacting everyone.
Yeah, it is. I really wanted to attempt a Watto impression, but I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah.
What line? Lani!
Leilani! How's that?
That was pretty good.
Wow, we have another March 10th in the house. Yash, what's good?
That's his birthday?
Yo, also, fam, hit that like button. I really want to see all of you in the chat right now. Hit that like button. We really appreciate you rocking with us week after week. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, post us live, which we're live every Thursday, 4 p.m. PST on the Popcorn Talk Network. Leave us a like and a comment. Let us know your thoughts on what's going on in Star Wars world. Any questions you have, we love to hear from you. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give us those 5 stars.
Leave us
a review if you're extra nasty, in the words of Ty Matthews.
We'll shout you out, guys. If you leave a 5-star review on iTunes, we will read your review on air.
Yes.
So do it.
Yes. All right, I think that wraps up the week in the galaxy.
What a week, Steph.
I'm sweating from our intro.
I know. That was we came in a little hyped, but guess what? We can now move on.
Yeah.
We
dropped it off.
We've got rid of all the baggage.
Yes.
And now we can grow.
Yeah.
We can get over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. Just give me like a good movie. You know?
We've had a few.
Yeah. No, I'm saying now.
Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Of course.
Anyways, Rye. Love sitting next to you as usual.
Likewise.
The best co-pilot ever. Jeff, Graham in the booth, thanks for rocking with us. But Rye, where can everyone find you until next week?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Rye Nilsen. That's RyNilsen. And on Instagram at RyanNilsen_. I was actually doing a story earlier where I was coping with all this novelization news. And I just went to wash my car. And that's what I recommend you guys do.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even tell them that.
Wash your car. And you can go watch that story because I was just like... That's just to take your mind off things.
Ryan literally texted me saying he was washing his car to take his mind off of the news.
Just take the edge off. And Steph, where can people find you?
You can find me all over social media at Steph Sabra, SABRAW. Until next week, may the force be with you, fam.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.